103.7 to beat your boy Big Rob, the fat guy at the station. How are y'all doing out there? There's a lot going on in the community, and I invited Koreans to come on and tell us what she got going on at the restaurant. She got a beautiful program in partnership with Agewell, as I understand it, correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got that part right,
you
right?
You got it.
All right. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's a good thing, a partnership with Agewell. You know, we like to do a lot of community things. So when Agewell contacted me, I was like, yeah, let's do this. It's been a long time coming. So I have Chris Vanderstelt from Agewell with me. And she knows a lot on the Agewell side. I still have a lot to learn, but it's a good program where we can offer meals to senior citizens at a low discounted price.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... You know, you pay $5 and you get a side of meat, two sides, your roll, fruit, and milk. You don't have to get the milk, but y'all, the milk come with it. But, you know, it's good for you. So,
that's right.
But yeah, so, and you get to eat our menu. That's what I was so excited about. I thought it had to be, you know, a little. No season, very, very
I don't know
young.
How you was going to do that if that was the case.
And when they told me I could put yams, she said, you going to put your sweet potatoes? I said, I can put those in. I said, you know how much sugar and butter in there? She said, it's a potato. I said, okay, let's do it. They're going to be happy. So I'm real excited for this partnership. I think it's going to be good for our seniors.
All right. Now, Agewell.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
So... Y'all know us for Meals on Wheels. You see our cars up and down all the roads, right? We take people to their medical appointments, make sure they get there. Kareen has been a longtime family member of ours. She yes. has been delivering meals. She's cooked in our kitchen.
You have to holler in every 3 days a week for them.
Every 3 days, she helps deliver meals to homebound seniors. So... We have this great program where we're able to extend some federal funding that we receive to be able to pay for some of the costs of that meal. So what's happening is people register. If you're 60 and over, you go to Kareen's. You get registered for the program. It doesn't cost you any money. The suggested donation is $5 a meal. But if someday you don't got $5, you got $2, we will take it. It's all about your ability to be able to give. When you give, that money doesn't actually offset the cost of your meal. It pays for your brother or sister's meal. So it passes on, which is even cooler. But here's a menu that resonates with community, right?
Yes.
And that's what we are so excited about. We have wanted to find a meal site in a location in Muskegon Heights for a long time. And we've tried a couple of different things throughout the years. But this is going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
It creates autonomy, it creates choice and dignity, right? And it's exactly what the people want. So we are so excited to just support Kareen, who's making all that happen already. It's going to boost her business, right? It's, so it's right. going to help her. But look at how many more people that we can feed through this money.
Downsize the menu just for the seniors. So so many always coming in. You got meatloaf today? I'll be like, no, it's on Sundays. But seniors can get it every day if they wanted it.
Oh, meatloaf. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so 60 and over, you know, we make sure they're going to still be able to get their greens, cabbage, you know, stuff like that. So we just downsized the menu just for them and made a menu for them.
Okay.
Because what we have to do is we have to comply with the USDA My Plate recommendations. Does that make sense? So every meal that goes out our door or your door, literally, is a third of the daily value of the nutrients, the vitamins, the protein, all the things that you need to remain healthy too, right? So many of us have like chronic health problems that, you know, need to have a steadier diet that helps us. And when we have nourishing food every day and we have access to that, it's a whole lot easier to do.
Now, this you do this every day from what time to what time?
Our opening hours. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Wednesday through... Saturday 11 to 8. Sundays, they can get it from 12 to 6. They don't have to purchase out the full menu. They can get the senior Agewell meal. And then the other thing is, you know, we just had the 2-day registration. So that just passed. But now they can come in and we'll be registering them ourselves.
Oh, okay.
And we get the paperwork to Agewell. So no matter what, they can always register. Even when they use those meals, I'm going to learn once they use the meals up what happens. But I'll learn all that on Tuesday so that I know what to do for them next week.
Right.
So it's like It's like no senior will go hungry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you have a thing about that, Corinne. That's what's so beautiful with you. You turn around and you give away at your own dime food, Thanksgiving dinner, meal for people.
Yep.
You know, you've been doing that for how long now?
Oh, this was our third year.
Your third year.
Hear me on the radio. Yeah, this would be our third. This was our third year doing it. Because I actually tried to talk them all into it when we were out there, but they wasn't going for it. So since we've been in the Heights, we've been doing it all 3 years we've been there.
Wow.
Yep.
And that's beautiful. And I remember I went in there for your wing special, your cracked chicken and fries special. Well, it ain't cracked chicken. You can have whatever chicken you want, I guess, but I like the cracked chicken.
Right.
And y'all hooked me up, and I was like, am I going to be able to get my meal before 2 hours is up, or
team,
what?
My team love you.
And I love them, too. They funny. Your team is hilarious, I tell you that. And that's the beauty of your restaurant. You can go in there, you see people you know, you talk to them, you know, hey, catch up with them, stuff like that, you know, so.
And we treat them just like they are family.
Right, right.
A lot of people say, I love coming there because you always come up front. I don't always come up front.
No, she don't.
When I come, I try to always show my face because you want people to know how much you appreciate them and you love them and care, because without them, your business would not be.
Right. You are absolutely correct. Yeah. And I wish some people, most business owners would understand that part of it, you know. But you're doing a lot in this community, Corinne, and if ain't nobody told you here at the radio station, we want to tell you we appreciate you. Because the stuff that we do, you know, we do our turkey giveaway and stuff like that, and then turn around, hey, we can say go to Corinne's, we can say go here to get a free meal for today, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, big ups to, you know, your restaurant and, you know, all the things that you guys are doing.
Thank you, Agewell,
for partnering with our sister Corinne and, you know, making sure that, you know, things keep going good for her and stuff,
you know,
because she's been trying to keep it going. I remember when the construction was going.
So hard.
That was
fine. Oh. We had to go way down a couple of blocks and then come up I thought it was a sidewalk to get to Corinne. So.
Now they working on
the other half. We can still get to yours. We can still get to yours. But the road is nice.
It is.
It's very nice.
No bumps. Smooth sailing.
Right. So.
Yeah, but we just want to remind all the seniors and the families that has seniors in their family that just because the registration passed does not mean that they don't have to register. They can still register every day.
Just come to the restaurant.
Just come to the
restaurant. What do they have
or
to bring?
Or they can reach out to Agewell. We're going to constantly keep posting it all the time. So now what they have to bring to sign up, Chris may know more on that one because I haven't. I'll be learning Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
We don't test. We don't means test. We don't collect. What we're collecting is your name and your address and your phone number and some statistical data. That's it. We don't care. Like, you're going to self-disclose what your income is. They might ask you for that, but it's only to be able to collect that data and information. So there, no one is turned away, 100%. As long as you only have to be 60 and older and live here, right here.
Yeah.
So that part's easy. It could be anyone in Muskegon County. We also have a senior dine location at Tanglewood Park up on Seminole Road where the old D&W is. So we have a diner there that it serves dinner on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights. And sometimes that's a good menu too. Your discount dining card will allow you to go to Corinne's. You can also go have some dinner at Tanglewood if you want to do that.
Oh, can you use it at both
places?
Isn't that cool? Oh my God,
somebody asked
me that. I said, I don't know. I think it's just for the restaurant.
So like on that Tuesday night when you're closed, like they could come to our place and come have a meal.
Oh, that is something else.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah,
that's real nice.
You're registered with the program, you only need to register one time. and then you can bounce around because you get this little card that they load you up, right? Remember
the
card?
Got it good. I want to be a senior.
You say, I got $10. Can I get 3 meals or can I get 2 meals? And we say, yep, we'll take your donation, your contribution, and then we'll swipe a card, and it acts like a debit card. So it's also like what I love about that is the dignity, right?
Yeah.
Because we don't want to rob people of that, but people who need food access sometimes are robbed of their dignity every single day.
Absolutely.
You know? So that's what we want to do is just make it easy and welcoming, right?
Right.
Y'all pointed out that connection part. I think that this is the most important part of this program.
Right.
When we look at home-delivered meals, right, we can bring meals to seniors who are homebound, but there are so many people that are not homebound, and they're lonely, and they need connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your place is a gathering place of love and friendship, right? Yeah. So to encourage people to come in and get some of that affection and get some connection with other people, it will be fun. Because that's the only rule is you can't take the food out. You have to eat the food while you're there, right? So that's important for people to know.
Yep. And if you got some left, you can take it home.
You sure can.
And I just want to remind them that, you know, because a lot of our seniors and elderly, they, you know, they lose things.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say my age, but I lose things. So if you lose your card, there's still a way to get your meal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So don't have to be scared to not, you know, don't stay at home hungry when you can still come and get a meal.
Mm-hmm. And that's so important because a lot of people are going hungry, especially in the economy, you know, and sometimes you have a choice, either have a meal or pay for some medication, you know, because medication prices are so high.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, I understand that most seniors are not working anymore. You know, especially a 40-hour work week. Mm-hmm. You know, they're working. If they are working, they're working a few hours a week and, you know, trying to survive, you know, to pay for medication. Because as we age, you know, some of us, we, you know, have to go on some type of medication, whether it be blood pressure, diabetes, or whatever. So that medication is not for the faint of heart, you know, to pay for. So, you know, thank you, AgeWell, for doing this. Corinne, thank you for partnering with us, with them. And thank you for allowing me to interview you guys and bring that to the community. So every day that you're open, a senior can come there. You must be 60 years old or older to get the meal, correct?
Yes.
And that's all the days that you're open. They just bring their card, and if they can leave a donation, leave a donation.
Yes.
If you can't, then that's fine, too.
Right.
So, all right. Well, thank you. And you have to come back in a little bit, a few weeks, and let us know how things are going, okay?
I sure will, because I got to come back and talk about my summer event.
Okay. Ooh, all right,
fun.
Well, thank you for coming, Corinne. Thank you, AgeWell, for coming. I know your name ain't AgeWell, but I want to put your
you can call me Mrs. AgeWell. It's cool. It's cool.
I want to put the company out there because, you know, a lot of times people don't know they have things or, you know, programs out there, you know, and you know, you do what you got to do and they'll do what they got to do.
That's
so,
right.
You know, I appreciate that.
That's right.
So thank y'all very much for coming by.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to get back to more music on 103.7 The Beat.